Good morning. We are continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Tes Siman Aleph, and today's shiur is sponsored anonymously as an Ili from the Neshama of Yitzchak Elimelech Ben Akiva Zev Halevi. So the Chayodim says it goes to the Lama Tes Malachos. What are the Lama Tes Malachos? It says the Vehem Hazareya, person who is planting, and we'll see that means we'll expand each one of the malachas from the Av to include its toldos, and we'll explain the concept of Avos and toldos as Hashem in Siman Gimel. Planting, b'hakarish, plowing, any act of preparing the ground for the purpose of planting in it, softening up the ground, etc. B'hakarishir, person who's detaching something from its source of growth, a plant from its source of growth. V'hama'amr, the malacha ma'amr is a person then a person would harvest the field. They would take the grains that they had, what they had taken out of the field, and they would put into bundles. So that act of gathering fruits together into one place is the malacha ma'amr. A person goes into a field of apples and takes a basket and gathers all the apples which are fallen off of the tree. He's done the malacha ma'amr. V'hadosh, the kernel is attached to the stalk. The act of breaking the kernel off of the stalk is the malach of dosh, threshing. We will expand that to include the concept of schita. A person takes a fruit and squeezes the liquid out of it. In that case, we look at the fruit as akin to the kernel, and the liquid is akin to the the fruit is akin to the stalk, and the liquid is akin to the kernel, and the act of breaking the liquid out of the fruit is similar to breaking the kernel off of the stalk. So that's the malach of dosh, and that includes schita. Milking a cow, it's the same thing. We look at the cow in that sense as the stalk, and we look at the milk as the kernel, and he's breaking the milk out of its place. V'hazara, the person winnows. Zara is a very b'chiddush that the person can use the power of the wind to be, for malacha, and he's going to be held chayiv for the power of the wind which exists. V'habarer, so Zara was separating the kernel from the chaff. Other than the kernels would fall down, the chaff would blow away, the wind would blow it away. And the next step is before he can grind it, he has to go through the kernels and pick out any little pebbles, etc., which are in there, because that would damage the millstone. So he does not want to grind it and have ground pieces of stone in his flour. So he doesn't want it there. He's going to remove the unwanted items. So burr is the process of separating two things. So dosh applies when the items are attached, and there's an act of breaking them apart. And burrs, they are detached from each other, but they are in a mixture together. And we'll talk about that more when we get to burr. Zara and burr are fairly similar. They're both using separating wanted from that which is not wanted, good from the bad. And we'll see the differences as we go along. Atoche and the act of grinding. Included in that, the malach of toichin is also cutting things into small pieces, even though it's not actually grinding it. Meraked is sifting. So meraked is similar to burr. We're using the sifter to separate good from bad. The difference is that whereas burr is done by hand, meraked is done with a kli. The halosh person takes something and makes it into a mass, which he can then use as a dough, which you can make something out of it. So the combination of adding the liquid and the solid together to create a mass is going to be the malacha of lush. It's a person without even necessarily mixing it up, stirring it up, just even putting it together in the kli, possibly ready is the malacha of lush, especially something which naturally will connect. And the next step, next stage of them kneading it together, mixing it together, will also be under the umbrella of the malach of lush. The v'ha'ofa ayam amavashal. And then we have baking or cooking. The more says that baking and cooking are two parallel ovis. It's not an oven, it's older. It's two parallel ovis, baking and cooking. Cooking is normally done with water, so that's referred to as cooking, bishel. And oifer is when you bake goods. It's called oifer. When you would do this with meat, it would be called tzli, or tzorla, which is roasting. It's the same idea. Kol malachas ha'elo ha'yud nitzrochem samamonim shoyim behem esirias. The types of items that they used, the herbs that they used to create the dyes, which are necessary for dyeing the ureas, the wool of the ureas, were processed along these steps. So these were found in the Mishkan, and that's the first set of the Lama Tetz Malachos was known in the Gemara as Sidur HaTapas. The parallel concept would be these 11 steps are found when a person is going to be making bread. He would be made to be involved in these 11 steps. Have a good day.